You are listening to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the Shir, where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are looking at Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Aleph, Chapter 4, Paragraph 11. And it looks like we're probably going to take off one day next week, probably because of President's Day. But for now, let's look at 4:11 Dalet Yud Aleph here in the Mishnah elucidated in Season 6 of the TTPA. Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov Omer, Ha'osem mitzvah achas kone lo prak lit echad, v'ha'over aver achas kone lo kategor echad, tshuva umasim tovim kisrim befnei ha'por anus, Rabbi Yochanan Asanar Omer called Kinesia Shehi L'Shem Shemayim Sofo L'Hiskayim V'She'ena L'Shem Shemayim Ain Sofo L'Hiskayim. So a couple of things talking about in this Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says a person who performs one mitzvah acquires for himself one heavenly defender. Every mitzvah that a person performs, even the smallest, Meiri points out, creates a defending angel that speaks up on his behalf in heaven, as Rav and Rambam commentary points out in Rabbeinu Yonah. This angel comes to his defense before the heavenly court and saves him from harm when his life is in danger, as Rashi points out from Iov and the Gemara from Shabbos. And every sin that a person commits, a person who commits one sin acquires for himself one heavenly prosecutor. Every sin that a person commits creates against him a prosecuting angel that speaks against him in the heavenly court. After 120 years, Rav points out, and tries to have him killed, as the Rambam commentator explains. But tshuva, repentance, and good deeds are like a shield against misfortune. Even after a person has sinned, repentance will protect him against injury and illness. Certainly, someone who performs good deeds to begin with will be shielded by them from life's misfortunes, as Rambam commentary and Rabbeinu Yonah points out. So if after 120 years you have these angels, some speaking for you, some speaking against you, if you have more angels speaking to your defense than you have against you, then you have a good heavenly tribunal verdict. You have the person, not the person, you have all the good defending you with your mitzvahs, and all the sins going against you. Like in a court of law, you want to have a really strong attorney, lots of attorneys on your case, as opposed to on the other side, one or a weak attorney on the other side. So do more mitzvahs than aver, so you have much more defenders and much more people that are on your side after 120 years. Rabbi Yochanan Hasanler says, the word Hasanler means the sandal maker, which probably was his profession. I always like how in the Talmud, a lot of times you see different Tanaim and Amoraim, different sages, actually were working and were Talmudim, Chachamim, that they were earner-learners and learn-earners, if you will, back in the day, that they all had jobs, many of them had jobs, and the Sanler is a shoemaker, that was his job. Every assembly that is called together for the sake of heaven will in the end be successful. A group called together for the purpose of increasing the study of Torah or the performance of good deeds, as Rabbeinu Yonah points out, will merit seeing its resolution succeed, as Rashi points out. And one that is called together not for the sake of heaven will in the end not be successful. An assembly gathered together to increase the power and honor of certain people, Rabbeinu Yonah points out, will not achieve lasting success because the group will come to arguments and eventually dissolve, as the Magen Avos points out and Medrash Shmuel points out. So do what you can in your life to have these kinesiyot, these gatherings that are for Torah, for mitzvahs, for chesed. How wonderful it would be if we could all use our cars to give rides to people, which is Achnasas Orchem in the car. If we could use our houses to have shurim and have chesed events and have wonderful events, shidduch events, and Torah lectures, and using our houses for good, using our houses for Torah and for mitzvahs and chesed. And if it's for a good purpose, and then God willing, it will be successful. And make sure to get all those good mitzvahs, because each mitzvah becomes that defending angel for you, especially to defend you in heaven, in the heavenly court after 120 years. And remember, even if you do a sin, God forbid, you can have that tshuva, you can have that good deed to be your shield against misfortune, God forbid. But once you have those assemblies in your house, and you make sure that in your life you're involved in more mitzvahs than bad, then hopefully you can have many good things on your side for many years to come, until 120 years and beyond. Join us next time as we talk about honor, especially your students' honor, here on the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.